This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
No, you said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any of this.
Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, and Trivia Friday it is. Ed Vitagliano is to my left. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And to my lefter.
To the leftist.
Even further to the left over there is J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You guys doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was just telling you, I said the grandkids are spending the night tonight with Mimi and Papa.
Yeah.
Which I love, have a blast, but I will not get much sleep tonight because they always
want to. Good thing it's Saturday, right?
Yes. They always want to sleep with Mimi and Papa, and then it's all elbows and knees the rest of the night.
Is this a king or a queen size bed you're talking?
It's king, but.
Still a king.
But they get right up under you.
Surely, yeah.
Yeah.
When our children were little, I had the bright idea. I promised we would do this, and then one. I said, tonight's the night. We're going to all sleep outside on the trampoline as a family. And it was actually a pretty good idea for 2 minutes. And then the heavy ones sunk to the middle, and everybody else slid down on the sides. And anytime anybody rolled over all through the night, it was like being on a waterbed.
Oh, man.
And then we got dew. You know, we got dew.
Oh,
on
yeah.
It. I mean, we're looking up here in the stars, and you're hearing wild animals crashing around out in the woods. But it was.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys last the whole night?
Yeah, we lasted the whole night. But you don't think that you're really that heavy. But the mom and dad, you know, we're sinking down in the middle, and the little ones just kind of sliding, and they would kind of try to climb up the bank to find a good place to sleep. But they'll remember that. They won't remember all the routine stuff, but they'll remember when we spent the night on the trampoline.
Yeah, I remember the night I spent the night out. I know our listeners don't care about any of this, but
well, we're sure enjoying it.
But they have to be subjected to it anyway, because I guess they could turn the radio off. But I remember
we don't advise
one
that.
Time, I my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and I went camping, and they were fishermen. We went out on the river, the Tom Bigby River here in northeast Mississippi, and they were great outdoorsmen. I was not. Okay, I was. No, I was not a
city boy.
Yes, you know, I mean, I had Boy Scout and everything like that, but I mean, we went out and we went to sleep under the stars and we did trot. What do you call it?
Trout fishing.
Trot line.
Yes.
So every two hours, we go out and check the trot lines overnight, so you get no sleep. But man, I did fall asleep about 5 without my sleeping bag on. Woke up and I was covered in chiggers.
Ooh, oh, I thought maybe leeches or something.
To the point where I will remember that night for the rest of my life. You've ever had chigger bites?
Yes, chigger. Huh? Blackberry picking. Anybody that ever picked blackberries, I remember their encounter with chiggers.
Chiggers.
Oh, what a rough story. Hey, quick story back to sleeping on the trampoline.
So, another quick story?
Yeah, this is quick. So we had an above-ground pool, and in the middle of the night, we're all out there sleeping on the trampoline, and I don't know how this happened, but the side of the pool collapsed, and all of the water started rushing toward us.
Oh, my word.
Well, and I thought a train had jumped the track and was bearing down on us. There's not any railroad track for miles and miles.
Yeah.
Everybody had their version of what was, you know, the end of the world, all this stuff. But this roar of water, so we all woke up screaming, and you had a 3-foot tsunami coming towards us.
For about 20
Seriously?
Seconds.
For about 20 seconds. Yeah, it didn't. Hurt anybody?
I know.
We just said, I thought it was this. Well, I thought it was this.
Right.
I thought a train had jumped the track and was bearing down on us.
I told you we should have stayed home. I told you.
Yeah, well, we're out in the yard.
Oh,
we're
out in the backyard. Okay. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're going to give 3 questions each, and we're going to invite you to call in and answer one of the questions and ask us a trivia question. In order to do that, here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. I'll get that again just in just a second. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, okay? A four-week waiting period, really five. Skip four and then come back on the fifth one to call in and be on the program with us. The phone number again is 888-589-8840. What else do folks need to know, Ed?
Well, one of these nine questions is a mystery question.
Yes, it is.
And if they answer correctly, they hear this sound.
That is the beloved...
Wonderful.
The beloved cowbell.
And if you hear that sound, if you are watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, you'll see us holding up a Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt. You win that if you answer the mystery question correctly.
Today's it. You go to type in YouTube or Facebook and go to Today's Issues,
Today's Issues.
And they can watch the show live.
You can watch the show live. Okay. You win one of these t-shirts that we're holding up. And you get it free. It's free. And including shipping and handling, all that's free,
free.
Just like the Democrat, just like the Democratic Party, everything's free. Now, if you don't want to take a chance on whether or not you answer the mystery question correctly, you just want a T-shirt,
right?
You can go to afastore.net,
yeah,
and you can look at the T-shirt and buy one right there.
Let me help reward that for you. If you don't want to take a chance on Bernie Sanders getting elected and everything being free, including the t-shirt.
Just go ahead and buy one straight up.
The old-fashioned American way. You want it, you buy it.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Did I give all the ground rules?
I think you did.
Okay. Or you did, Ed. Let's get started here, then. Go ahead with your questions.
All right. Here are my questions. Who played the lead role of the famous leader of a slave revolt against Rome in the 1960 Hollywood classic Spartacus? And just a little hint, it's not New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all right? So it's an actor.
Well, that's going to be news to him.
Who played Spartacus in the 1960 Hollywood classic. Second question, what is the name of the mountain range that runs down the center of Italy? What is the name of the mountain range that runs down the center of Italy? You're saying, what's with all these Italian questions? Well, I was watching Spartacus last night.
And you're half Italian.
No, half Italian. That's right. All right, third question. Another Hollywood question. Hollywood icon John Wayne, considered the consummate man's man, is the only movie star to never die in one of his films. Is that true or false?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, there's only one letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any U.S. state. Which letter? There's only one letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any U.S. state. Which letter?
That's diving deep in trivia right there, but that's a good one.
Second question, Bible question. Who told Job to curse God and die? Who told Job to curse God and die? Third question, true or false, a little lengthy. In the mid-90s, a local health board in Massachusetts briefly closed a Chinese restaurant for the way it drained water from cabbage. They placed the cabbages in laundry bags between two pieces of plywood in the parking lot and drove over them in a van. Is that true or false? So the Chinese restaurant putting cabbage in laundry bags between two pieces of plywood, driving over them in the van, and the local health board closed them down. True or false?
Job, he went through a lot. You can agree, right?
He went through a lot.
He went through a lot. And you said somebody said to him what now exactly?
To curse God and die.
Yeah. That's what I call piling on right there. you know what I mean? A fella's down. He's not having the best day or days or years. You know what I'm saying? You come along, that's all you got to say to encourage him?
Insult to injury. That's where that was coined.
With friends
right there,
like that.
Added insult to injury.
And by the way, on your question about the Chinese restaurant, I'm thinking that's probably going to wind up being true because that helped them save time so they could scrounge up neighborhood cats.
Oh, man. That's
Tell
bad.
Me you did not go
that's
there.
That's bad.
Tell me you
All right,
did not
here are
go
my
there.
Three questions, gentlemen. All right, and listeners and students out there in Trivia Land on American Family Radio, which animal never sleeps?
What?
There's an animal that doesn't sleep.
It'll be Papa tonight with the grandkids over.
Papa, I know Papa that. Bear.
Papa Bear
ain't sleeping tonight. All right. married. We got a 4-year and a 2-year-old. How old are they?
5-year-old and a soon to be 4-year-old.
Elbows?
How fun.
Yeah.
Pointy elbows.
Mm-hmm. Elbows and knees to deal with tonight.
Yep.
All right. So, which animal never sleeps? Number 2. How many seas are there in the world? Now, how do I say this? Seas and oceans are not necessarily the same thing. Not necessarily the same thing.
Okay.
So how many seas are there in the world? I'm not asking how many oceans there are in the world.
Right.
I'm asking how many seas there are in the world. And let's see, finally, what is the smallest state geographically in the U.S.? We may have had this question in the past, but what is the smallest state, not population-wise, but geographically? Is that the way you ask it, geographically?
Sure.
Land mass?
Yeah.
Square miles? Whatever you want to say.
Hey, Ed,
in the
USA. You notice he said we might have had this before. I texted this to Tim yesterday. My ability to remember song lyrics from the 80s far exceeds my ability to remember why I walked into the kitchen.
That's true.
All right, let's get started here, fellas.
All right, I say we go to, looks like Arkansas. And Hannah is on the line. Hannah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how's everyone doing?
Well, thank you for asking, Hannah.
Good, Hannah, thanks.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, but could you repeat your question about Job? I didn't catch all of it.
Yeah, Hannah, it's from the Old Testament. Who told Job to curse God and die?
Yeah, you talk about having a comforter. It was his own wife.
It was his wife.
Right.
Yeah, way to start us out.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
His own wife.
Job 2, verse 9, not very encouraging from the spouse, but that's who said that.
What did you say, Hannah? You started to say something.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Okay, your
question.
Well,
yeah, you got it right. Way to start us out.
Amen. Well, your question for us is what?
Where is the first mention of heretofore in the Bible?
Hannah, I like you already.
Yeah.
Right there. Bringing back the word heretofore.
Well,
that's one of our 10 mission goals here.
17 minutes into the show.
Yes, sir.
Heretofore.
What's the question now?
Where in the Bible was the first mention?
Heretofore.
I think somebody asked us this a year or two ago. Because
yes,
I remember
this is a real thing.
Heretofore in the Bible. Heretofore in the Bible. Where is it, Hannah? I should know that.
Exodus 4 and 10.
And what does it say?
Hang on, let me grab my Bible.
Okay.
Exodus
4. You don't have that committed to memory?
She knows where it was. She knew the address.
Yeah.
Well, I actually went over it several times because I was like, there's no way they actually had a word out of the Bible that was so popular in their show.
Yes.
And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since I have spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue.
So we're talking. We're saying that the first use of the word heretofore was used by none other than Moses.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There you go.
And now, how do you know that? I think you should. We'll give you time. Go ahead and just start reading the rest of the Bible at the beginning, and we'll just make sure it doesn't appear.
Are we just going to check back with her every 10 minutes as she continues to read through? Thank you, Hannah.
Hannah, do you have a question for us?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Hannah. It. Have a great weekend.
All right.
You know what? Upon further research, there may be more than one animal that sleeps.
And that doesn't sleep?
That doesn't sleep, rather. Excuse me.
Stay alive.
So I'll take a correct answer. If you have an animal, you can name an animal that doesn't sleep. It doesn't have to be the one I had. There's two or three that would fall in that category. All right.
We go back to the phones, and we go to Virginia, and Ann is on the line. Ann, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hello, Ann.
I'd like to do both.
Where do you live, Ann?
Where am I at?
Yeah, well... Now you better watch that. You get the English professors out right there. Okay. Between the A and the T.
You want to ask and answer?
Yes, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try the Spartacus.
Okay. Who played the lead role of the famous leader of a slave revolt against Rome in the 1960 Hollywood classic, Spartacus?
Okay, was it Kirk Douglas?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow. That is our mystery question.
How nice.
Kirk Douglas is the correct answer, and that's the way he talked.
Kirk Douglas, and do you remember that movie when it came out?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kirk Douglas, the famous, I'm sure, Academy Award-winning actor.
I think he won for that as well.
Oh, is that right?
I think he did.
Is he the one that's got the dent in his chin?
Yes, the dimple or whatever.
Is that... The old rumor was he slept on a ring, right?
Slept on a ring? Well, no, actually, he slept on a trampoline one night, and that's how the...
The dimple came?
No.
In the chin? Oh, I thought he's...
That's just a genetic thing.
I think
thing.
That's just part of it. Yeah. Yeah, you see folks with that. You know, that's a pretty cool little distinguishing mark.
It sure is. And he is a great, fantastic actor. And make sure, congratulations, make sure you do not hang up when we're finished with you on the phone. We will put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will get your information, your address, and shirt size, and we'll get you one of those into the mail. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's your question for us, Ann?
Okay. Which television series is the most the most popular show ever to be broadcasted in Mongolia?
In Mongolia.
In Mongolia. You talk about some trivia.
You know, I just say here to four, that has not been asked. Ann right there. And you're talking Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to hang on a second, Ann. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves. I'm pretty sure it's Housewives of Mongolia. I think that's pretty popular over there.
Hey, I'm thinking now.
Real MASH Housewives of Mongolia.
MASH was crazy popular.
Yes, it
was. But what about things like what would relate with those folks?
Andy Griffith?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I
Love Lucy or something, maybe?
You want a clue?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Need that.
It was a cartoon.
Oh, a cartoon.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Huckleberry Hound.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, but you said a series?
We don't know, Ann.
Flintstones.
Yeah,
We're going Flintstones.
We'll go with Flintstones.
You're correct.
Wow, good job.
Thanks for the
just the worldwide acclaim.
Yeah, just to guess. They were driving the same kind of cars in Mongolia as they were able to see there on the Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones.
Hey, well, we just say yabba-dabba-doo to you, Ann. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Don't hang up. We'll put
you
on hold.
Ann, hold on just a second, Ann. You got another minute?
Yes.
Okay. I got to ask you this.
Okay.
Where did you get that question?
Now, why Mongolia?
Yeah, where did that come from?
My son is a cartoonist, and he got it off of a cartoon blog.
Oh, that's very and neat.
Why did you ask her that?
Well, that's just a very unusual.
Yes, it is.
Who knows the viewing habits of people in Mongolia?
You might say, "What's the most popular cartoon in history?" And let that be the question. But Ann, no.
Mongolia.
No, Ann has to throw in a country north of China.
Put that little asterisk by her question.
Right. Thank you, Ann. God bless you.
Putting you on hold.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Again, as always, we appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Monday through Thursday, Ed and I and other members of our Today's Issues team, we talk about a lot of heavy topics and tell you what's going on in our country and encourage you to live out your Christian life. But on Fridays, we just like to have a little fun, and that's why we play trivia. So if you're new to American Family Radio and you're wondering why are these guys killing time, it's because our audience demands it.
That's right.
Huh?
Hey,
speaking of having fun, tomorrow night I'll be at Macomb, Mississippi, Centenary United Methodist Church, a night of comedy and inspiration.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Macomb, Mississippi.
Where now?
Centenary United Methodist Church. I'm actually going to be there tomorrow night and then speaking on Sunday morning, but it's a community-wide comedy night, tomorrow night.
What time?
Everybody's invited. It's at 6, but the doors open at 5. And they're hearing from a lot of folks. They're expecting a packed house. So get there early.
Good, good.
Next.
All right, next we go to Kansas. And we're having some trouble with my computer screen here. Kansas and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. I thought you hung up on me.
No.
No, Mary, we're here for you.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. I know you guys are good professors. I want to try to answer the question about John Wayne, because the only other one I knew was about Job. And
all right, well, here's the question. Here's the question, Mary. Hollywood icon John Wayne, considered the consummate man's man, is the only movie star to never die in one of his films. Is that true or false?
Well, I think it's true, because I never remember him dying in anything I watched.
Well, that is 100% false.
Really? I would have said
he died in one.
No, he actually is shown dying in 7 films.
Really?
Including The Shootist, The Cowboys, which I just saw the other night, The Alamo, he played Davy Crockett, and The Sands of Iwo Jima, 3 others, and then his death is implied in 4 other movies. But for years, I heard that he had never died in a film. And then I was watching The Sands of Iwo Jima, and he got killed by a Japanese sniper, and I thought, somebody lied to me. John Wayne just died in the film.
Right.
So
I'll tell you one thing that was never said to John Wayne, though.
What's that?
Curse God and die. Nobody ever told him that in a
movie.
No. Huh, and got away with it. Huh?
I just saw this morning, looking for some different questions, John Wayne was on the high school debate team.
Really?
Yes.
So was Ed Vitagliano.
That's right.
They're in good company.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, Waha. Great job there, Mary. Great job, Pilgrim.
What's your question?
I disagree with your argument. I wish I could do John Wayne.
What's your question for us?
Can I tell JJ a joke? I'm not good at telling the joke, but maybe he could make it sound funny.
All right, so wait a second. You're not good at telling jokes, but you want to tell one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're good with it. JJ's not good at it either. Go ahead.
A little boy got a fingerprint kit for Christmas, so someone asked him a couple days later, what did you think about your finger kit? I can't talk today. And he said, well, the directions were wrong, because he said everybody does not have the same fingerprint. And he said, but I know they're lied about it, because Santa Claus, Daddy, and the one that broke my piggy bank all had the same fingerprint.
The one that broke my piggy bank.
That's actually a good joke.
I'm just kidding. If anyone can turn that into a funny joke, which we all laughed at, it's JJ. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
That's great. Thank you.
Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR. All right. We're going to have to take a break right here. And when we return, we will go to Bill in Tennessee, Steve in Arkansas, and David in Arkansas.
Only one group of people on the planet that don't have fingerprints. This is legit.
You should save this for a question.
Trivia? I think I have a few years back. Okay. But it's pineapple pickers in Hawaii. People on the Dole pineapple plantation, something about the acid picking pineapples, it's the only people group in the world that don't have fingerprints.
Wow.
It chews their
fingers. Because they're on acid?
No, like acid or whatever it is, picking the
pineapples. Oh, on their fingers.
And that's why you should not go on the Dole unless you absolutely need to.
Whoa.
I like the way you think.
We are rolling now.
So future bank robbers, it's going to take a little work.
Yes.
But you put in about 10 years on the pineapple plantation.
We'll be back in a couple. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
I read some of the comics and they really touched my heart. Thank you so much for the Truth for Youth Bible.
It's Truth for Youth Bible Week, and this year, American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering to give God's Word to our nation's youth. Parents, order a free Truth for Youth Bible for your teens to pass on to a friend. Or teens, you can order a Bible for a friend. and youth leaders can order Bibles in bulk for just $2 a piece.
We saw so many lives changed and seeds planted in the hearts of our students.
Visit truthforyouth.com or call 800-733-4737 between 8 and 4:30 Central Time. That's 800-733-4737. One free Bible will be given to each young person who promises to pass it on to a friend.
It's like, man, I really like the Truth for Youth Bible. How do I get to your church?
Call 800-733-4737 between 8 and 4:30 Central Time or visit truthforyouth.com.
My life is changed forever.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. Never mess with a linebacker wearing a MAGA hat. That story coming up. Todd Starnes here. You know, America is facing dangers of socialism and secularism every day, and we need young people who stand for freedom. At Liberty University, they're training the next generation of faith-based conservative leaders who will be on the front lines of this culture war. Professors teach their students about free enterprise, individual freedom, and the Constitution from a Judeo-Christian perspective. So join Liberty University in training the conservative leaders of tomorrow. Text GIVE to 839-858 today. The only thing that triggers a liberal faster than a Chick-fil-A sandwich is a guy wearing a Make America Great Again ball cap. Daniel Weldon was minding his own business the other day when he was set upon by a gang of leftist college kids. Mr. Weldon is 22, a student himself at the University of Florida. He was a linebacker for the Gators until he tore his ACL. He's also a big Trump supporter, and the leftists were apparently triggered by his Make America Great Again hat. Several of the female agitators punched the former football player, tried to steal the hat. He refused to lay a hand on the unhinged women, said his mama raised him right. They later fled the scene. No one was arrested. What kind of a pinhead would even think about punching a 6'1", 230-pound linebacker? It's like a Mack truck versus a Chevy Volt. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat sweet spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one of Gazookas, which hates all palookas, but hates honey up and
so swears. So you're sitting in your tent somewhere in Mongolia.
Watching Popeye.
And that comes on. I got your rabbit ears out.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Eating some yak. Eating some fried yak.
And a lot of drama is happening, a lot of drama. And Popeye gets punked on. He gets bullied. And finally, wait for it. He finally gets that can of spinach. And now it's all over.
Yes, sir.
The bad guys, they're going to pay.
I love that show growing up.
I'm going to open up a can of spinach on you.
Yep.
Hey, one of the funny
things. It was awfully close, but that was worth it.
And then it's going to be Katie bar the door if I get a hold of some spinach.
One of the funniest things I saw was in Israel, if you go from Jerusalem down to the Dead Sea, you'll see in other parts of Israel too, but that's the main place for tourists. You'll see the nomads or Bedouins.
Yeah.
But the Bedouins, you know, they live in tents. And they are
shepherds.
Well, they also every once in a while you'll see one of these tents with a TV antenna out there. I'm serious, huh? So I don't know what they're watching in there, Magnum PI or something. I don't know what they're watching.
And a lot of the shows that are popular in America have been redone to make them culturally more palatable to the people.
Right.
And I know that those Bedouins they watch Popeye too, but he opens a can of falafel, so it's not spinach.
I know we take so many strolls down memory lane, but when we were all young teenagers, you remember when they would take a Japanese movie and they would dub some English words over it, and you'd have the Japanese guy's mouth moving just 90 to nothing, and then it'd be one sentence, you know, come on, Fred, you know, and you're like, it was so funny to see, wait, these words aren't matching this guy's lips, but you stuck with it because you like all of the kung fu and stuff that you got to see, all the karate.
Absolutely. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to get back to the phones in just a minute. Let me give the phone number if you want to call and be on the air with us. Again, if you've been on the air with us to ask or answer in the last 4 weeks, please wait. We have a waiting period there between calls. The phone number to call in is 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888 589-8840. Call in and be on the air with us. Ask a question. Answer one of our trivia questions. Let's repeat them.
Okay.
The ones that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Okay. Here's I have one left, and I'll have to add two. I've had two questions answered. What is the name of the mountain range that runs down the center of Italy? Second question. I've never done this before. This is for a free Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Really?
This is from the How Much Do You Pay Attention file. All right. Since my last name is Vitagliano, most listeners know I'm Italian, but I'm only half Italian. What's the other half? I've been on the air for a lot of years. Some of you should have been paying.
It's not Mongolian.
And it's not Mongolian. Some of you have been paying attention. You know what the other half is. I'll give you a free Trivia Friday T-shirt if you guess it right.
Oh, that's good.
All right, third question. Only 131 shopping days until Christmas, folks. So here is a Christmas question.
Not at Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel started in June.
So a Christmas question. Who directed the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? Who directed it? That's
good,
it.
Good questions. Here's what I've got. There's only one letter in the alphabet that does not appear in the name of any U.S. state name. Which letter? Only one letter in the alphabet that is not in any of the state names. Second question, true or false? In the mid-90s, a local health board in Massachusetts closed down a Chinese restaurant for the way they drained water from cabbage. They placed the cabbages in laundry bags between two pieces of plywood in the parking lot and drove over them in a van. Is that true or false?
And then that was a paragraph, JJ.
I know it.
Question.
And then I'll add a question.
What am I hearing?
What was
is there an animal in this studio somewhere? I don't see.
don't Ed. Too far, Ed.
That's bad. That's almost ethnic stereotype right there.
Third question.
You should know better as a half a tag and half something else.
Third question. I'll add a new one. What was the nickname of the Dallas Cowboys defensive end, Ed Jones? What was Ed Jones? What was his nickname?
What was his nickname? JJ, now you're a...
And that's from yesteryear.
You're a minority.
I am. I'm an Appalachian American. I'm working on getting some kind of grant.
Yeah, he's an Appalachian American.
Appalachian American.
Ed? I did know that.
Born and raised in Kentucky.
Okay. All right, here are my three...
Don't let the felt hat and the corn cob pipe throw you off. For those of you that are not watching on Facebook.
Here are my questions. Number one, how many seas are in the world? S-E-A-S.
Okay, because I was thinking, well, we'd have to know how many words there were to know how many seas were in there.
That's next week. Okay, I'm researching that.
S-E-A-S, though that makes more sense.
That question is going to take me a few hours to get the answer.
And I'm curious to hear what the difference between a sea and an ocean.
Yeah.
How many seas are in the world? Which animal never sleeps? That's number two. Which animal never sleeps? There's actually two that might qualify for that, but I'll take one.
It seems impossible, so I'm curious again about that one.
Number three, what's the smallest state geographically in the U.S.? The smallest state geographically in the U.S. Those are the questions out there. Let's get back to the phones.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
You know, Union Learning University should have been in business back when I went to college. I never had this much fun in college.
Well, learning
you
needs to be
laughing all the time.
Well, we appreciate that, Bill. We try to make our students smarter.
Yes, we do.
Betterer.
Yes, we
and
do.
And awesomer.
Awesomer.
So
yeah, that's our objectives.
Their faces do hurt from grinning all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there's occupational hazards working at this institution of higher learning. Hey, Bill, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Well, I'm going to do both, and I'm really torn between your cabbage question, JJ, but since Tim hasn't had a taker yet, I'm going to do his animal that never sleeps question.
Good for you.
Okay. Which animal never sleeps?
If I believe what I've read on the internet, we know we can trust that.
Yes.
I believe it's the dolphin. They rest half of their brain at a time.
I will take that. Let's see. I will take that
I've got relatives that do that, Bill.
Yes, that's right.
I do that.
I'm doing it right now.
I do that at Thanksgiving about 5 o'clock. I'm not socializing with any of my family.
Tryptophan, what's it called?
Tryptophan, yeah, the turkey.
You
into watching Dallas Cowboys with half my eyes open. All right, you know what? You said Dolphins?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I read was that they'll sleep and let their left half of their brain sleep while their right hand is taking care of business, and then it'll swap over after a while.
Okay, the answer I have is regarding dolphins sleeping is generally dolphins go to sleep with only one side of their brain.
Yeah.
So that they use the other side of their brain.
Oh, wow, that's on. You're reading that right now?
For swimming. That may be where you got this. But
yes,
they go to sleep. Dolphins do go to sleep. So
I don't drag me into this.
Yeah.
Only
so
half.
You know what? That's a quasi correct answer.
You can tell him he's right and keep the question open.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
So because you're reading it too, so they.
Who's gonna overturn that decision right there that we make on this one? Go ahead.
There's
good.
No appeals
all
process.
Right,
what's
right,
your question
Bill.
For us? Dolphins. Anyway, go ahead.
Technically, but they are half asleep.
Oh.
And don't get us started on sleepwalking, because there's been some real problems with them.
Dolphins?
Swimming. Dolphins, yeah. All right, Bill, what's your question for us?
All right, in honor of JJ, a true and false question. Is it true or false that honeybees are not native to North America?
That is a great question.
So not native would mean they were brought here from
some
other place.
Yeah, but put that in a sentence where we can say true or false. Because I hear what you're asking, but what state that in a way where we'll know. Because I see this on the ballot sometimes, and it says, do you not agree that this ban will ratify this good behavior and stop
and
this from happening and overturn? I'm like, I don't even know what they're asking for.
Well, you found out what my profession was before I retired. I wrote ballot questions.
All right, his question is, are
honeybees native to the U.S.?
So does if
North America.
North America.
If they're not, does that mean when we eat honey, that's cultural appropriation?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, but just because of him throwing that out there to pique our interest, I'm going to say that they're not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that they're
because
not
Because they're in
native.
The Bible, right? They're in the Bible because remember,
honey, Samson.
There was the lion with the.
Okay, I'm gonna say that they're not native to North America.
That's what I'm gonna say as well.
And that is absolutely 100% correct.
All right,
wow.
Imported by the colonists.
Well, I'll
because they wanted honey.
Well, there's a lot of things
they didn't have though.
Yeah, they're without the plants being. I guess there are other things.
There are to
cause the plants to be. What's the word I'm looking for?
Pollinated.
Pollinated. Right.
Yeah. Well, there were elephants.
Right. There,
that pollinated.
There are other native pollinators that were in the North American continent, but the honeybee is one of the few that operate in a colony to where there's a lot of honey produced where it's able to be extracted.
Yes.
And there are no other sweeteners. They didn't have sugar cane yet, sugar beets and all the others. So in order to sweeten their foods, their coffee or whatever they had, they used honey.
Because hummingbirds can be...
Hummingbird can, don't fly away.
If a hummingbird's not getting eaten by a praying mantis, it can be a pollinator as
right.
well.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Yeah. And thank you for listening there in Tennessee. Have a great weekend.
You don't know what I'm singing, do you? Do you know what I'm singing?
What were you saying? Honeybee what?
A hummingbird.
A hummingbird.
Seals and Crofts, I think.
Fly away?
Fly away or something like that.
Oh.
Anyway, so you were saying that, I found that very interesting, Discovery Channel, or where did you find out that elephants pollinate?
Oh, I think it was Discovery Channel. Yeah, because they...
What do they pollinate?
Their nose goes down
palm
to, smell
trees
the, to smell the flowers. No, I'm talking about in America.
Yeah. Oh, in America. Yeah. Elephants in America.
Well, they're native to America.
Are they? With the honeybee? They come over here on the Mayflower, too?
No, because they're native here.
Oh, they're native to North America. So you're talking
I read it on the internet.
So tell me, elephants.
Yeah, they smell the flowers over
migrated
here.
Migrated
and they smile
to
over
Africa and India.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
That's right. I'm pretty sure that's true.
They're good swimmers.
All right.
That's all
yes,
I
are.
Can say.
They are good swimmers. All right.
I'll trust you on that one, Ed.
you can count on
take
me.
Take that one to the bank.
Arkansas. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Steve?
Well, I was gonna answer one, but I got real lucky and got the call through. I only tried two times and I got through, but then both questions I knew was answered.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Well, do you have you have a guess on one of the other ones, maybe, Steve?
Challenge yourself.
Well, just let me try the true and false question. I might get lucky. True.
Yeah, you have a 50-50 chance.
Hey, he said true and false.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's all right, here it is. Hey, in the mid-90s, a local health board in Massachusetts briefly closed a Chinese restaurant for the way it drained water from cabbage. They placed the cabbages in laundry bags between two pieces of plywood in the parking lot and drove over them in a van.
Mm.
Is that true or false, Steve?
Mm-mm.
Well, that sounds so ridiculous, I'm going to say true.
It is 100% true.
Oh, my goodness.
Read the question again.
In the mid-90s, a local health board in Massachusetts briefly closed a Chinese restaurant for the way it drained water from cabbage. They placed the cabbages in laundry bags between two pieces of plywood in the parking lot and drove over them in a van.
Coming up on News at 10.
Controversy strikes a local Chinese restaurant.
Hey, you got one good guess there, Steve. What's your question for us?
I don't have one.
Well, thank you for listening,
Steve,
to AFR.
I do want to say one last thing before we let you go. The last time I ate at a Chinese restaurant, I read the, the little cookies?
Fortune cookie.
Mm. And you know what mine said? That wasn't chicken. All right. I love Chinese food. I'm just playing.
That was in the little cookie they gave you.
Yeah, that wasn't chicken. It said
cookie that has no middle. That's right. That cookie.
Yeah, that's right. What a ripoff!
First time I ate one of those, I felt like I've been ripped off.
Yeah,
right here.
No middle.
Cookie has no middle.
I like the way they taste.
But yeah,
but
all right.
I do like them, not a whole lot to them, but
I like it.
All right, we continue.
Can an elephant pollinate?
I was just kidding.
Okay.
I was just playing around.
Okay.
You know, I know this is super serious, but folks, if you want to call and get on this here show, the number to do that is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840.
I'll tell you what is a big disappointment, cotton candy.
You
have a handful of it as big as your head. You put that in your mouth, and presto, there's something sticky on your tongue.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait, where did that go? I didn't even get to chew or anything.
You
put a big old wad of that.
It dissolves.
Poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
That's one thing my wife and I would disagree on.
Cotton candy?
Yeah, cotton candy.
Like
you again it or for
we've
it?
We've had some long talks about that, but we worked it out.
I figure if I'm going to...
She loves cotton candy, and I can't stand it.
I figure if I'm going to ingest that much sugar, it's going to be in the form of ice cream.
It better be filling.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And then it gets all over your fingers and all over your clothes, and if you got
not
a beard, it's all over your beard.
Not a good experience.
Not good at all.
No.
You're not representing your family well out, too, if you got that stuff all over you.
Yeah.
That's what I told my kids.
Growing up.
That's one of the lessons I wanted to instill in my children. And you got the Ten Commandments, and you got what to do with
cotton candy. Whether to abstain.
It's under the Ten Commandments.
Or eat it in moderation. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And then we talk about, the birds and the bees, and do elephants pollinate?
Right.
You know.
And
you
armadillos are born dead on the side of the road.
Right. How did you know that?
Yeah, I just
because you had the same conversation with your children.
Absolutely.
Okay. Back to the phones.
All right. We go to Tennessee,
uh-huh.
And Joshua is on the line. Joshua, welcome to Trivia Friday. Joshua, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Joshua, you're going to turn your radio down. There's a delay there. It's going to mess you up.
You'll hear that in a minute.
Hello. How are you?
Where do you live? What town are you from?
Huntington.
Huntington, Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Which is what, West Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you a volunteer fan, or who do you pull for? Or do you have a team?
I'm a volunteer. Yeah, I'm a volunteer.
Volunteer. Okay. Big Orange. All right. Will you ask or answer? Or both?
Both, please.
Okay. All right. Which question?
Is the animal does not sleep still open?
Which animal? Yes, it is. The question is still open. Which animal never sleeps?
Is it a shark?
No.
The shark never quits moving. The shark, they never keep moving.
The shark, the reason I'm delaying is I'm having to scroll because I know it's surprising. I'm not an expert in the area. I mean, I do my homework, but I don't see a shark on here. Shark never quits moving.
They never quit moving. All right, that was my guess, okay. But that doesn't mean that they're not asleep.
What's your question for us, brother?
How many segments does a leech have or brains? How many brains does a leech have?
How many brains does a leech have?
Yeah.
Like wow. you African leech or are you Chinese leech? Because there's a difference. Do you know?
I think it's an African leech.
Well, there's also one in Taiwan.
And there's a bunch in Washington, D.C.
What? I know, but we got you. But anyway, let's just conglomerate here. Your average
leech.
Run-of-the-mill, blood-sucking leech.
How many?
Yeah.
How many?
What? How many brains does it have? Yeah, I'm just gonna say off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I mean, how many brains do you need if all you're basically doing is find something warm blooded and suck its blood? How many brains you need for that?
I know that doesn't. You don't.
But
have,
if he's if Josh,
you don't have a day planner right there. For that. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
If Josh was asking, I'm guessing that's have to have more.
4 o'clock than go to one. The doctor. 6 o'clock brush my teeth.
Yeah.
8 o'clock suck the life out of something. I mean, you don't need a day timer for the life of a leech. I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say three because I'm just guessing. What do you say, JJ?
Because he asked the question, sounds like there's more than one. Yeah. I'll say two brains.
All right, Joshua.
Because two brains are better than one.
Okay. Joshua, what's the answer?
It's 32.
32
brains?
Man. How did you get that? And you telling me it can't do calculus? Wow, what a dumb animal.
32.
What do we got?
32 brains.
I'm walking in unbelief a little bit on this one, Josh.
Wait, explain that to us, Josh.
I'm not really sure how.
Do you have any other information, Joshua? Or is that just Q&A?
Besides what your uncle told you out there on the porch.
Hey, Joshua, you ever been snipe hunting? I'll come up there to Tennessee and we'll go snipe hunting. How about that?
Hey, 32 brains. That's interesting.
32. We're just teasing with you, Josh. Yeah. We'll take your word for it.
Now, I got two questions for the Lord. One, what was up with the duck-billed platypus?
Right.
What really were you up to with that? And then why would you put 32 brains
in a leech?
Joshua, stay on the phone.
Because he makes
us.
No mistake. And there's a reason for that.
Right.
Don't go anywhere, Joshua. How many brains?
All right.
I'm typing in Google. How many brains does a leech have? Let's see what we got here. Yeah. 32-segment structure. But the distinction is moot. It has 32 brains. Joshua is correct.
Wow,
32
Joshua.
Brains.
Sorry we doubted you.
One brain for every segment?
Every day of the month. and then a bonus one for...
Talk about resting a brain when you're sleeping. I only use 1/32 of my 32nd of my brain power.
All right,
Joshua.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, brother.
That's kind of bizarre, right there.
Now,
in the old days, and I'm not making this up.
Uh-huh.
This is before my time. But if somebody was had some kind of condition, they weren't quite sure what to do, they would just put some leeches on them.
I remember hearing about
that. Let them suck the blood out so new blood would form in your body and it would kind of combat what it was. And it helped oftentimes.
Well, in fact, I'm not making
this
up.
They say in modern medicine they resort to that sometimes.
That there is a new movement back to leeches amongst kind of elitist people.
Right. Some of the holistic stuff going on.
Yeah, holistic. So
you're kidding.
No.
Nope.
Because it just sort of get the bad stuff out of
How
there.
How do you know that?
And let your good stuff get in there.
I don't know that it's scientifically sound. I'm just saying it's.
What'd you say, Dave? Like, what was your medical expertise?
Well,
right
here's
there?
The thing.
Good and bad.
I know I spent the night in Holiday Inn Express, and I said, I know enough about leeches just to talk about it on national radio. Now, I was able to get that continental breakfast and everything. I can just
it was
wax,
worth it.
I can wax eloquent about leeches.
Hey, you had me fooled.
No, they did that.
Oh, yeah.
And they do that some to this day.
Well, I got to say, it takes a lot of blood to make 32 brains function. So, I mean, no wonder they spend their lives sucking
blood.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. Right. And, folks, the reason we're doing this right before you go eat lunch, you can just thank us.
Brain
later.
29's on half empty. All right, let's go back to the phone. Try to get one more call.
All right, we go to Alabama, and Donna is online. We've had almost all men with a.
Have we now?
Now we got Donna. Good. Yeah, Donna. Donna's going to represent. Donna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning.
Donna, where are you calling from in Alabama?
Tuscaloosa, Roll Tide.
There you go.
Roll Tide. And
yeah, that's what the rest of the country wants to hear.
Almost.
I know.
Hey, if you're an Alabama fan, here's what you would say. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Okay? Yeah,
that's
right.
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
So Roll Tide. Donna, what's your question for us? Or
you want to answer
I mean,
one
excuse
of
me, you want to answer ours and then ask?
Yes, I'm going to do both.
Okay,
go
ahead.
I would like to answer the one about the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
All right. Who directed It's a Wonderful Life, Donna?
Frank Capra.
That is correct. Frank Capra.
Legendary
yes.
filmmaker. What else, Donna? Do you know what else? You can probably answer this.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Donna can.
Is there one more movie?
One more.
No, that's it.
Okay,
I looked it up on Google, so that's how I knew it. I didn't know it off the top of my head, even though I watched that movie every Christmas.
We do too.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, I think he did.
Frank Capra did that one?
So
both of them Jimmy Stewart movies.
Yeah, I think he did Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
What's your question for us, Donna?
All right. Now, JJ's going to know this one. I know he will. As a professional accordionist here, here's my question. What's the difference between chopping up an onion and chopping up an accordion?
When you chop up an accordion, I'll answer for the group. When you chop up an accordion, nobody cries.
That's it.
That's the answer.
That's a good one right there.
That is good.
I had a whole list of accordion hating jokes about 2 weeks ago. I can't remember any one of them except that one. She jogged my memory, but they were pretty funny. But shame on the people that don't like accordion music.
Are you kidding about being a professional accordion player, Donna?
No, I'm not kidding a bit. I'm the only one around the Tuscaloosa area. So anytime the University of Alabama's orchestra needs a player part on the accordion, they call me.
David Gatewood played the accordion, and it was amazing to me to watch. Not only are you pushing all those little bitty buttons, but you're squeezing that together, opening it up, squeezing it together, and playing the buttons. That's a gift, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna, you got that accordion around the house there?
I do.
Is it handy?
It takes forever to get it out, though. No, well,
like,
it's not handy.
Can you do it in 5 minutes, or no, that's not possible?
Oh, can I play it in 5 minutes?
After our news break, can you play a little of the accordion for us?
I'll be glad to.
All right.
And not it doesn't
I'll
have
go
to
get it out during the break.
It All doesn't right. have to be a polka. It can be whatever it is that the audience recognizes when they hear accordion music.
I want to hear Free Bird. Not Donna. Hey, I'm serious, Donna. Get your accordion out. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We're going to let you play a little bit. Okay?
Going to be a first on Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.